It's Chris, Dave and Vic, and this is The Naked Scientist. Time now to catch up, as we do once a month, with Mark Peplow. He's from Chemistry World. Hi, Mark.
Hello, Chris.
So we were talking about microwaves just now, and now you're talking about a microwave oven, which is absolutely excruciatingly tiny.
That's absolutely right. This week, American scientists said that they'd created what they're claiming is the world's smallest microwave oven.
How big?
It's shorter than an ant, and half as wide as a single human hair. So it's a tiny thread of an oven. You could fit basically a pinhead drop's worth of liquid in it, about a millionth of a litre.
Well, people say ready meals are making the population too fat, so maybe we should just give everyone one of those microwaves because they get a micro calorie. But yeah, what's the point of this?
You wouldn't get much of your evening dinner in this. Essentially what this is for is to create a device where you could heat small amounts of material very easily and very quickly. Good example is actually if you were doing forensic work out in the field and you wanted to analyse some DNA. One of the ways that people do that is to use a reaction called the polymerase chain reaction, and that involves heating and cooling, and it basically amplifies your DNA sample so that you can do a test on it. If you imagine a handheld device, it needs some very small heating facility within it. And what these guys are proposing is that they can use this microwave oven, tiny as it is, to do this sort of analysis.
How does it actually work?
Well, essentially, it's very much like, in principle, very much like the microwave oven in your kitchen. You have a small cavity hollowed out of a polymer block where your sample goes in, and small channels to deliver that liquid into the cavity. And you have a very fine tracery of gold wires etched into the polymer block. And it's the electrical current moving through those in a particular way that delivers the microwaves.
Sounds amazing, but sticking with the very small, also fuel cells are a hot topic at the moment.
Yeah, fuel cells are basically a way of turning chemical energy in, say, a gas like hydrogen into an electrical current. And researchers in Oxford, led by Fraser Armstrong, have created effectively a microscopic fuel cell. What they've done, they've taken a graphite particle. Graphite is just the stuff in your pencil. And they've stuck an enzyme on it that converts hydrogen into an electrical current. They've proved that this is working by, on the other end of the graphite particle, sticking another enzyme which does a chemical reaction. They're saying that this is a proof of principle that you can take these sorts of fuel cells, which are already being used in cars and lighthouses and things like that. You can also use them to run chemical reactions, again, in these microscopic test tubes that chemists are now working on, so-called labs on a chip.
And sort of application-wise, you would think people are quite eager to have ways of powering tiny robotic things that you could, say, put inside bodies or do very, very technical things at very tiny scales, but they need an energy source, so something like this must be very important for that.
That's right. Conventional batteries have proved incredibly difficult to miniaturise in that sense. Conventional battery technology just ends up making very bulky battery packs. Fuel cells are an alternative where you can really shrink things down. You have a tiny volume of gas that serves as an energy source, like hydrogen, and this would be the converter to actually give you a constant current.
Thank you very much, Mark Peplow.
Thanks, Chris.
That's Mark Peplow. He's from the Royal Society of Chemistry, and he's the editor of Chemistry World magazine. They're on the web at chemistryworld.org.